Amarava, so I say veres eved ibri gufei kanoi. So rav shemacha agarayne engarayne ma. Gemara says here the aside. Ibri gufei kanoi. Four words of the Gemara, which are obviously very sadistical words, and which are not, if I can say it, they're not totally true by the simple meaning. Eved Ivri Gufei Kani. Eved Ivri, his guf is Kani to the Bailim, which sounds like he's like a behema. A behema, the owner owns the guf of behema, and the owner owns the guf of the Eved Ivri, and that's not emes. It's certainly not true that the Aden owns the Eved Ivri physically, no question. And not only that, but even not as much as an Eved Kanani. The din is if an Eved Ivri finds a Metzia, it belongs to him, it doesn't belong to his owner. And from there it's a raya that Eved Ivri, say Gufei Kanani, can't be literally Gufei Kanani. Or I shouldn't say can't be literally, can't be totally Gufei Kanani. And for this reason, there are a number of mahalchim in the Rishayim on how to deal with the taich of the words Eved Ivri Gufei Kanani. Even though there are a number of mahalchim, it comes down to basically two mahalchim. You might find different rishayim, little twists and turns that are different, but basically it comes down to two ways to learn the Gemara. What's the taich Eved Ivri Gufei Kanani? And I think try to understand the two mahalchim. The Meila, if we find Rishayim that say something a little differently in the nuance of the way it works, it shouldn't bother us because everybody's trying to work out what it means, Eved Ivri Gufei Kanani. The first pshat is the Ritva's pshat, which is also the Rashba and the Ritva, which is a pshat I mentioned when we started the Sugyas of Eved Ivri. The Ritva says that there are two kinyanim in an Eved. Kinyanei Mamin and Kinyanei Isser. When you own an Eved, there are two things. You own him for Maisa Yadav, you own him for his work. And there are also Kinyanei Isser, which is that you own him, that he becomes Mutta B'Shivcha. And the Ritva holds that Eved Ufri Gufei Kani, you don't own any part of the Eved at all. And the Gemara says Gufei Kani, it just means that he's Kani for Heter Shivcha. That is the Adinei Isser in his Kenyan. Memela, if you're Michael, the Mammon is, if you say you're Michael him, my Sayada. If you're Michael, you don't have to work for me. Safad is after it's for that's Chal. No question. A person has an Eved Ivri. Normally he works 9 to 5. So one day he tells him 3 o'clock, you can go. So it's after it's for Avadi, it works. You can be Michael, Maisa Yadav. You can tell him, you don't have to work today. But he still remains in Eved Ivri. Until you give him a get Shechver, and Eved Ivri remains in Eved Ivri because of the Kinyanei Isser Shabbai. Because of the fact that he's Mota B'Shivcha, and that does not come off without a get Shechver. Yisurim don't come off with just Mechila, they only come off with a get Shechver, because he's Mota B'Eved. B'Shivcha. This is the way the Ritva learns. So the Ritva is saying basically that Eved Ivri Gufei Kanui means the Eved's guf is given over to being Eved Ivri. The Mammon you could be Michael, but he still remains in Eved Ivri. He needs a shtar to change the DNA Yisr Shabbat.
Can you do it the other way also? Give him a
star
to remove the
DNA
Isser
and still have him in the Shekhar? The star is already a Shekhar for everything. If he'll be Machayev himself to work, he can Machayev himself, but he wouldn't be an Eved.
Why can't
the
other remain accurate about the financial obligations?
Because Avadim handle Avadim. A worker has a right to quit. The only person who has no right to quit is an Eved Ivri. See, he is an Eved Ivri, he's not. He can be a half Eved Ivri. He's a war. If he says that you're not an Eved Ivri, but you have to work for me, so that means you're a pile. It doesn't mean you're an Eved. There are three big kashas on the Ritva. Three big kashas. All three are very similar one to the other. One kasha is, what about a meicher atzmai? We paskin like the chachamim, meicher atzmai is aser b'shivcha. Neved who sells himself is aser b'shivcha. So, if so, if we say that a meicher atzmai is namot b'shivcha, so then the whole ritvas pshat falls off. Mechila should work by a meicher atzmai, because there's no kinyana yisr. You can't meicher atzmai ain't rabbi meisel shivcha kananis. So if you hold that ain't rabbi meisel shivcha kananis, so then mechila should work by somebody who's a meicher atzmai, because the whole ritva is saying that really mechila works. Just there's a din that you want a b'shivcha, the other gives him a shivcha, and that you can't be meichel. That's dinei yisr. But by meicher atzmai there are no dinei yisr. So if so, it shouldn't be gufay kana. That's the first kasha. Second kasha is Amma Evriya. And Amma Evriya is not mutter b'shivcha, well, obviously not b'shivcha kananis. She's not mutter, not in a shivcha kananis, not an evet kanani. And Amma Evriya, there's no dinei yisr shava. So vaita, it should work. Mechila should work, because there's only mamon. So why doesn't mechila work? Yeah, she's a regular in Rabbi Yosef. She's a regular Bas Yisrael. And the third kasha is from a nimkar la'akum, Yisrael a nimkar la'akum, that they also know kinyana yisr, and the vaita let mechila work. So if you take the three kashas together, basically, it turns out there are four types of evet. There's a nimachru bezdin, lecha atzmai, amavriya, nimkalagai. The ritvas pshat works for only one out of four types of avadim. It only works for one. So how are you going to work with this pshat? But all the other three types, mechila should work. It's not mistaber that when the Gemara says mechila doesn't work, it only needs this one type, and the other three it works, and it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. It's not mistaber. So this is the difficulty with the pshat, with the ritva shita. To answer these, there are two mahalchim to straighten out the ritva from these very shtaka kashas. The mahalach of the Hamakna is to say that it's not shver to ritva l'shitasai. In the beginning of the sugyas, as a matter of fact, some of you, I gave out a piece of paper with the rules of shifcha kananis, and there I had written down that the ritva's own shita is that although meicher atzmai ain rabbi meisalai shifcha kananis, but he's mutter b'shifcha kananis, he can voluntarily agree to take a shifcha kananis. It's just ain rabbi meisalai shifcha kananis. So according to that, the ritva is good. The ritva says that mechila doesn't work because they are dina yisr. So it's very good. They are dina yisr even by meicher atzmai, because even though the adin can't force him to take a shifcha kananis, nevertheless the adin could. He still would have a shifcha kananis. So they are dina yisr. And the same thing for a nimkar l'gai. He's Nimkar Lagai. Also, I had written there that there's at least the Yeshayimim that is Mutta B'Shivcha. So, Mimela, it's not Shver. So, comes out, again, the Ritvazi side is, why can't you be Michael? Because they're Dina Yisr. So, Machrul Bezdin is Dina Yisr, because Dadan can force him to take a Shivcha Kananis. By Meicher Atzmai, Nimkar Lagai, the Ritva l'shitasai says he's mutter b'shivcha, even though the other can't force him. He's mutter b'shivcha. So it comes out now, three out of four, there are dinei yisr. So mechila doesn't work. What's the only one that remains from the four? Amavriya. So he says Amavriya could be also the adina yud on Amavriya. The adina yisr. Yud is that the other could marry a bal karcha. So there are dinei yisr by Amavriya too. So it comes out all four, like the Ritva Lashitasa, have Dine Isser. So Lamaisa, the Ritva's Pshat is a good Pshat. This is how the Hamakna deals with the Ritva. So basically, this Mahalach in the Ritva is that Gufay Kani means Kani for Dine Kinyane Isser Shabai, and that's it. And each of the four has some type of Kinyane Isser. That this is the Ritva's Pshat. Hashem, we'll get to another Pshat in the Ritva in a minute. But this is Pasha Pshat in the Ritva. Okay, so this is one Pshat in Gufay Kani. Okay, now, you have to think. According to this Pshat, what is the Ritva saying again? There's Kinyane Mamin and there's Kinyane Yisr. Mechila works for Kinyane Mamin. But Kinyane Yisr don't go off without a shtar. According to the Ritva, could you be Mafgir and Eved? I take my evidence and make him Hefker. Would Hefker work? According to this, Hefka shouldn't work either. Just like Mechila doesn't work. Mechila works for Mamin, and Hefka could work for Mamin. The whole Ritva's Pshat is that Mechila doesn't work for Isser. So just like Mechila doesn't work for Isser, it's Mustavi that Hefka doesn't work for Isser either. The Ritva will have to hold L'chaira that Hefka doesn't work. Our Taisvis, the Bramaskal Lema, says that Hefka does work. Chayr Taisvis doesn't hold with the Ritva. Taisvis will go with the second Mahalach in Gufay Kani. The second Mahalach after the Ritva is spelled out in the Ran here in the back. We'll call it the Sheet of Ran in Taisvis, because Taisvis apparently agrees with him. The Ran Shita is that it is Gufay Kanoi. It's Gufay Kanoi like somebody who buys a Dekel Lepei Raisav. I can buy a tree from you, and the tree remains yours. I buy Dekel, I buy the tree Lepei Raisav, that I own it for the Peiris. What is Dekel Lepei Raisav? It means I own the tree. But the tree's not mine. If the tree dies and we sell it for wood, it's yours. I only own the dekel for the payris it'll give. So that means I have a partial ownership in the tree. When you own an Eved Ivri, Gufay Kanoi, you own him partially. You own the Eved Lib Maisei Yadav. You own him for his work. You don't own the guf of the Eved in the sense that you own a behemoth. But you own the Gufa Eved Lib Maisei Yadav. You have a partial ownership in him. Not only the Maisei Yadav, but the fact that you could force him to be Baal HaShevchetnai, which is a raya that Yitako have an ownership in his guf, because you could force him to be Baal HaShevchet. So the Ran holds that there is a kinyan in the guf of the Eved, not like the Ritva. David still has his own yad. If he finds a matana, it's still his. But for those things, which our agreement is, which is Maisa Yadav and Shevcha, for that the Adin owns a part of the guf of the Eved. So it comes out we have two pshatim in Eved Ivri Gufay Kani, very different from the one from the other. Very different. According to the Ritva, Eved Ivri Gufay Kani is only Kinyani Yisr. Mamin Yikataka be Maichel. And according to the Ran and Taisis, Eved Ivri Gufay Kanoi means you own Taka the Gufa Eved for Maisei Yadav and for Shivcha. You have ownership in the Guf. Nafkamina, that the Ran and Taisis hold that Hefker helps. Since I own part of his Guf, if I'm Afka the Guf, so it works. You'll ask, how does the Isser come off? The Isser comes off Mamela. Once I remove the Mamin, so Mamela the Dine Isser come off, according to Taisus. Once I remove the Dine Mamin, so Mamela, just like when I buy him, I get the Dine Mamin, Mamela comes off, the same thing, like Taisus. So people had a hard time with this Nakuda. How by being Mafgarim could the Isser come off? Right? Like the Ritva, the Issa can't come off without a Kishar, period. Like Tysus, how does the Issa come off? So the mashal I would give you to understand, like Tysus, how does the Issa come off? Just like if I own a behema, let's say I own a behema, could that behema work on Shabbos? No, she's a spam guy. So if I own a behema, this behema is also for to be put to work on Shabbos. If I'm mafker the behema, I make it after. Now, could the behema be put to work on Shabbos? Yes. How did I change Din Hilchah Shabbos? You could change by making something hefker. You can't change Hilchah Shabbos by making something hefker. The answer is I didn't change Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos remains Hilchah Shabbos. It's just now it's not a Yid's behemoth.
How
can
that be possible?
So Meilitz Mata, what?
How can that be possible? How can you put a behemoth to work without being penitent?
Let's see, I can figure out a way. But see, that's not the point. That's not the point at all. The point isn't because how could I? Let's say I have a behemoth and certain things I strap onto the behemoth, that's called working. So I have an old saddlebag and I strap it onto the behemoth. So I'm not allowed to let the behemoth go around that way in Shabbos. Then I decide I'm after the behemoth with the saddlebag. So now, it's going for a walk. Do I have to take off the saddlebag? No. Because it's a behemoth shall have it. The same thing that Tysus and the Ran hold by an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is Mota B'Shivcha so long as he's an Eved Ivri, if he belongs to a Yid. Once his guf doesn't belong to a Yid, so Mamela he's also B'Shivcha. It's not that making it Hefker changes Dine Shivcha. If Mamela gets changed, he's only Mota B'Shivcha because he belongs to an Ivri. If he doesn't belong to an Ivri anymore, so Mamela he's also B'Shivcha. What? The Ritva doesn't agree with it. The Ritva holds that Dine Isser cannot come off without a get. He holds the Dimian to Shav is not a Dimian because he holds that the person that never owns the Evet. The Ritva sheet is you never own the Gufa Evet. All you own is Dine Isser. So you can't say once I'm after Dine Evet it comes off because you don't own the Gufa Evet in the first place. That's Ritva. So these are the two basic mahalchim. If you're looking at Tesis Riyazakin, he says similar to the Ram but slightly different, that there is a schus of gufa shel eved v'konei lamais the other shel eved. It's very similar to the way I explained the Ram. So we have two mahalchim. We have one mahalch that gufa konei v'isurim, the Rifas Shita, and one mahalch that mamish gufa konei. I can't ask you which is more mistaver because it's not totally in Svara. This is just two ways of looking at it. Yet, let me review with you a Gemara. The Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel says that Gezel Akum is Aser. Where do we learn it from? How do you know Gezel Akum is Aser? The Chishurim Kaneu. Because an Eved Ivri was sold to a guy. Is not allowed to cheat his other. So Gezel Akum is us. So the Gemara and Bava Kama, the Gemara asks, this is not, if the Eved runs away, it's not Gezela, it's Hafkas Halvasai. Gemara says he owes the guy work. By running away, it's Hafkas Halvasai, it's taking off the thing that he owes him. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Zay Say Meres, Eved Ivri, Gufay Kamri. That Gemara, how do you look at that Gemara? Again, the Gemara says that an Eved Ivri is Gufay Kamri to the guy, and that's why it's Gezela if he tries to run away. So that Gemara stems better with. Either the Ran and Tysus. Seems better with the Ran and Tysus. Why? Because you actually own him. According to the Ran and Tysus, the Gemara is very good. It's Gezel Akum. The guy owns the goof of the Yid. According to the Ritva, how in the world do you learn that Gemara? How do you learn that Gemara? It's Gezel Akum because Gufay Kani, because he's Mutta B'Shifa. What does that have to do with? If the guy doesn't mamish own him, it's hard to understand how the Ritva would learn that Gemara. Why is it Gezel Akum? It's just Hafkas Al Vasai. So I say Meir is Gufay Kani, because Gufay Kani, therefore it's stealing from the guy to run away. Therefore, what was that to do with the guy? The fact that I could marry Shifa, there's nothing to do with the guy. The guy can't force me. So what in the world, what am I doing? I'm just being mafkia halvasai to the guy.
You're still giving me answer.
It's fine, but why can't I run away from the guy? Look, Gabi, the guy, it's only afkas halvasai.
On your own word.
What?
Your own word.
That's afkas. The Gemara is that we owing him work is afkas halvasai. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav, as I say, Meres, Kufay Kani, right? Super second here. Where Rav says it here, it says on the side of the page, above a comic, if you give him on the base. That's where Rav says it. Rav says, to the guy, it's seven if you Kufay Kani, so.
He can't go work for someone else.
It's a big problem. To the guy? Why can't he run away? It's Afkas Havasai, it's not Gazela. I own something and I'm trying to get away from paying him.
Because it's not really owing. It's more the effort belongs in the good.
That's only true according to the Ranatisis. The Ritva is perfectly saying that you don't own his good. Ritva is coming off Fuke this chance. He's saying you don't own his good. And therefore, according to the Ritva, this Gemara appears Pashtus to be a major problem. That's right, it's not Gufay Kani. So, yeah. All right. Now, how can to try to answer it? To try to. But in order to answer the kasha, you have to make some compromise. How do you make a compromise? Right? Rana Tyson said it's Kanui. Pashas the Ritva says it's not Kanui at all. Can you figure out a way to make something half Kanui? Halfway. See, there are those who want to say that even like the Ritva, your goof is like a mashkin to the guy, or to whoever the owner is, but your goof is like a mashkin to the Maisi Adayim. The guy doesn't know my goof. But my goof is like a mashkin to the guy for Maisi Adayim. So the mail, it's not shver that it's gezela akum, you're stealing the mashkin from him. And the ritva could be maida that it's gezela akum because your goof lies like a mashkin to the guy. Okay, you know, in Kabbalah and the Kabbal, if we have to say pshat, we say pshat. But what? You're not allowed to take away a mashkin from the guy. That's right. Anything you're taking via Dayim, Ken, they use also Chanis via Dayim. Anything that you're taking via Dayim from him. So, Al Kaponim, we have here two Mahalach and two Pshatim. A very different one from the other as to what it means Gufay Kani, Saibai Yid, and Saibai Yid. The Reb Chaim that I mentioned in the first day that we started Eved Ivri. So, Hashem will get back to Reb Chaim Al-Chazer. Reb Chaim's Yisoid. That an Eved Ivri is what he called the Chetza Shel Eved Ivri. His Yisoid is meant to explain the Ritva's Shita. Now when the Ritva says an Eved Ivri is Gufay Kani because the Artan can give him a Shifta. So why, how does that make Gufay Kani? What does that make Gufay Kani? It's a din, he can give him a Shifta. Reb Chaim understands that that's a simon. The fact that he can give him a Shifta, it's like an indication that it's Gufay Kanoi. It's an indication that it's Gufay Kanoi, and then he becomes a Chefza Shel Eved Ivri. He becomes a new sug of person, Eved Ivri. And mainly, he's a different person. It's not just the din that he's Mutter B'Shifcha. Being Mutter B'Shifcha means you have a different yuchsin. You're a different person. That Reb Chaim was explaining this Ritva Shita, which is the way I explained it when we started. But it's Machlekes Rishayim. It's the Rashba and the Ritva. It's the Rashba and the Ritva against Tosfos and the Ran, the Azarkin, who say different heads, but it's Mamish Gufay Kani.
Yes, that's even though the
Rishayim said that still, the Rabba. That's what it means. He's a Chefza Shal. So Reb Chaim is Taka coming to answer. We say that he's Mutter B'Shif, that the Artan gives him a Shif, and that makes Gufay Kani. So we had the Kasha, the three Kashas, from Amavriya, and Mecharatzmai, and Nimka Lagai. So Reb Chaim is learning, the fact that he's muta b'shifcha is not the point. The point is that him being muta b'shifcha is a siman to us that being an Eved Ivri is a different, like Chaim calls a cheftza, for lack of a better word. It's a different sug of person. It's a different type of person. When you become an Eved Ivri, you become this other category of person. And therefore, mechila doesn't help. It's not just a mammon. It's that the person is a different kind of person. You could call... There's an explanation of the Ritva. How do you? Because he's saying that the guf is not koni to the owner. The Ran and Taisus hold that the guf is koni to the owner like a dekel for its payers. That's one mahalach. The mahalach of the Ritva is the owner owns nothing. So what's the lashon guf koni? Reb Chaim learns guf koni means his guf changed. It's koni to being an Eved Ivri. It's changed over to being Chesed Shel Eved Ivri, and Memela Mechila can't take that off. It's a different type of person, different sort of person. That sort of person, Mechila doesn't take it off. I don't think Reb Chaim is coming to answer the kasha from that Gemara Bava Kama. You're right. He's coming to answer the three original kashas. All right. So these are the two basic mahalsim here in the Gemara. Oh, one more knach to it. The Machne Ephraim said that mechila is a siluk. As the Ephraim says. That mechila is a siluk. I'm removing myself. You owe me money. I remove myself. Maybe you don't owe me money. His idea of mechila is a siluk was based on this gemara. And we said that mechila does not work if Eved Ivri is gufay koni. Since Eved Ivri is gufay koni, therefore mechila doesn't work. So raya that mechila can't be machna anything. Mechila is only a siluk. That was the machna Ephraim. That mechila can't do a haknah, it can't be machna anything. It can only be misalaki. And the raya is from this gemara that this gemara we said since Eved Ivri gufay koni, therefore it can't be misalaki. Now that only makes sense according to which pshat. Again, like Taisus in the Ran, makes a lot of sense. Why doesn't mechila work here? Like Taisus in the Ran, why doesn't mechila work? What's the answer? Gemara says mechila doesn't work because Eved Ivri gufay koni. Like the Ran, what does that mean? That means you own the guf, so mechila doesn't work on something you own. So Machne Ephraim's raya makes perfect sense. Our Gemara is saying mechila can't work if the Aden owns the guf. But according to the Ritva said that really mechila would work to be Meichel Maisei Yada. The only thing that the mechila doesn't work in our Gemara is to take off the Dinei Yisr. That was what the Ritva said. The mechila doesn't work here because it can't take off Dinei Yisr. According to that, you have no raya from this Gemara. The mechila doesn't work on things that you own. Because why does the mechila work here? Because there's a din iser shifcha. You can't be meichel an iser. So it has nothing to do with the Machne Ephraim's raya. Because if you meichel the guf and you still have it, let's say I own an object, something is mine, I meichel it to you, but I still hold it, it's still mine. It's lacking Kenyan. But something that's missing Kenyan still is not adequate. If it's missing Kenyan, if it's something I possess physically, so I have to be machnet to give it away. Just removing myself from it doesn't make it yours. If it's something you have in your pocket, and I'm Michael, so it's tacit, no problem. But it's something that I own, so how does the machine work? So I can't take it off. At any rate, what are we holding? That the Machne Ephraim only makes sense according to Taisus Ran, not according to the Ritva. If you look back in your notes yesterday, I mentioned to you the Machne Ephraim says that his Yisayit, it's a siluk, is taka only true like taisis? Is taka not true like the mitzvah? Nachman Ephraim said for, that his yistayit is true like taisis, not like the mitzvah. That mechila is a sila, which fits it well, because the mitzvah holds mechila is mechila is a haknah. So memela, there's nothing to do with this sugya. Because this sugya is just saying that by Yisurim you can't do mechila. And that, of course, that's logical. Yisurim you can't do mechila. So this all fits with the two basic mahalchim in Eved, Ivri, Gufay, Konoi. And that, that you have to remain with. So what do we have from this sugya so far? Qualistic, we have three nekudas. Besides the shot I started with yesterday, from this sugya we have the din of shtar ademei, like shtar ademei haynu kesef. We have the two pshatim in mechila, siluk or hakna, and we have the two pshatim in eved ivri gufay koni. Those are the three yisaidis of the Gemara of this sugya. We have one remaining yisaid, and that is how to understand hefker. Now Tosis Dibramas Lema asks Tema, Amai Parak Gemara Lema Lei Ba Betray Zil Amai Le Parak Yafki Renu Sharefil Lei VeKacham Shugul VeKani Yaita BeHefker. Tosis Kasha is they should be able to be Mafker in Eved Ivri, and Tosis gets to the Yesh Lema. Tosis in Achinami. So Tosis Maskana is that Eved Ivri Hefker helps for an Eved Ivri. Now, there's a problem with this, and that is the Pnei Yeshua's connection. If you're mafker in Eved Ivri, what happens next? I take an Eved Ivri, I make him hafker. Now, what happens now? I'll give you a hint. If I take an object and I say it's hafker, what happens next? Whoever grabs it first gets it. If I'm mafker in Eved Ivri, what happens to him now? Could someone grab him and be zaken? Let's say he's sleeping. He's sleeping. If I take an Eved Kanani and I'm after him when he's sleeping, whoever grabs and takes him.
But you're after him back, his bialus backed him. Until now, he was owned by
that. That's the problem. I could be makna bialus backed him. I can't be mafkir. What is hefker?
He's being mafkir his right, the owner's being mafkir.
Mafkir means it's hefker to everybody. I should tell you, there's a Mishnah. It's actually a Machlokes Beisham Reb Yisrael, but we pass my Beis Hillel. If I want to be mafkir something, and I say only people in this class could take it, I'm mafkir it only for people in this class. No one else could take it. It's not hefker. It's called hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. Ain't they hefker? If I make something hefker, only aniyim could take it, not ashirim. That's not hefker. Hefker means it's ownerless. No restrictions on ownership. That's what hefker means. It's ownerless. So if I make something hefker, it has to be other people to grab it. If I make an Eved Ivri hefker, who could grab an Eved Ivri? Eved Kanani you could grab. You could be kind of with picking him up, with pulling him. An object, if I'm after a basketball, you could be kind of with Agbah, you pick it up. An Eved Ivri, you can only be kind of bekesef ubishtar. If I'm not an Eved Ivri, it's impossible for anybody to be kind to him. Because you can't do kesef and you can't do shtar to a hefker thing. There's a house that's hefker, a property that's hefker. I can be kind of with chazaka. I can't be kind of with kesef. Who am I going to give the kesef to? It's hefker. I can't be kind of with shtar. Who am I going to give the shtar to? It's hefker. So it's left to Pnei Yeshua. How can you be mafker in Eved Ivri? Nobody could come and get the Eved Ivri now. I'm not shy for anybody to grab the Eved Ivri. How does hefker work?
If
everyone was a shaita, he's mafker it.
They have no ability to be kind.
The Yeshua seems to say that doesn't work.
It wouldn't work. That
means no one's ever been mafker. So the teretz you're heading at is pretty much the Stipler's mahalach. So take a look at the Kilas Yaakov Siman Chaf Beis Beis. It's Hashem Sunday we'll learn the Stipler. I hope also to start the next Gemara as well. That'll be the fourth Nekuda Klali Hefker, which hopefully we'll spend quite a bit of time on Sunday.